We are two lines down from the top on Lamed Amud Aleph. We began the discussion on Chavtes about Yayin Mevushal and the leniency by Yayin Mevushal that it only needs one Chosam as opposed to non-Mevushal, which needs Chosam, so Chosam in order to be considered kosher, in order to be not concerned of Yayin Nesach. So now the Gemara continues the discussion about Yayin Mevushal. Tanu Rabbanan, Yayin Mevushal ve'aluntis shel ovdei kochavim asurim, that cooked wine and aluntis shel ovdei kochavim are all asur. Asur not only to consume, but also v'hana. In other words, the Yayin Mevushal was originally wine in non-cooked, well, uncooked wine in the hands of an idolater, and now he cooked it, so it doesn't change its status. And the same thing with aluntis. But aluntis kivriyasa muteris. But if aluntis was not in the hands, if the wine wasn't in the hands of the idolater to begin with, and then the idolater took the aluntis from the Yisrael, that would be fine, even if the wine is not cooked. And Tosfos says, based on this, we can come up with a leniency. This first Tosfos, Mikan Raya Lahatir Tavshil Shenis Ari Boyayin Kodem Shabishluhu, that in a cooked dish that was wine was mixed into it before the wine was mevushal, before the wine was cooked, Inagobe Ober Kochavim, even if the idolater touches the dish, the cooked food, it's still not an issue of Yayin Nesach, Dekiven Shenis Arev Sulo Menasech Le'Ovid Kachavim, because once it was mixed in, the Ovid Kachavim is no longer going to use it anymore. So you have a situation where you have a food that has Yayin that's Shalom Mevushal, it's non Mevushal wine in the food, even before it's cooked, it would be permissible. So you're talking about, let's say you're making a salad and you're putting some wine into the salad, that's, you know, let's say call it red wine vinegar or something like that, then assuming it's kosher, but and it's uncooked, you put it into the salad, there wouldn't be an issue of Yayin Esach if the idolater touches the dish. As opposed to if it's just the liquid, liquids might be different, as we'll see later on in the Gemara. But nevertheless, so again, the Brisas made a distinction between aluntis, which was owned from the beginning by the Ovid Kachavim, as opposed to the aluntis kivriyasa, which was originally owned by a Jew and then it was given to the idolater. So the Ezri aluntis, what is aluntis? Kedetanya gabi Shabbos, it's based on what we learned in Masechta Shabbos. Osin anumlin ve'en osin aluntis. On Shabbos, you're allowed to make an anumlin, but you're not allowed to make an aluntis. Rashi explains that the aluntis is for refuah purposes. When a person wants to cool down after they leave the Beis HaMerchas, after they leave the Shvitz, they take, I guess, this drink, which helps them cool their body down, almost like a Gatorade of sorts. Vezui anumlin, vezui aluntis, what is the ingredients of anumlin and aluntis? Anumlin yayin dvasho pilpelin. Anumlin is wine, honey, and peppers. Aluntis yayin yashan, it's old wine. Umayim tzululim, and clear water. Vafarsimon, and some type of oil. The Levei Masusa, which is made for the bathhouse. Okay, so that is what aluntis is. Again, if it's aluntis kibriyasa, it's mutter. If it's aluntis, which was always owned by the Ovid Kachavim, then it would be prohibited. Now the Gemara makes a related discussion, and now we're gonna focus on for the majority of the page. Rabbi Rav Yosef Darmi Tabayu Yain Mazug Ein Bo Mishum Gilui Yain Mevushal Ein Bo Mishum Nisuch. Yayin mazug, new concept, diluted wine. Is there a problem of gilui? What is gilui? So gilui is a separate halacha that has nothing to do with yayin nesach. Gilui is a question of sakana. If you leave an uncovered liquid, specifically wine, milk, or water, if they're left uncovered, there was a concern in the times of the Gemara that a snake would put their poison, their venom, into the drink, and if you drank it, you would die. And therefore, as a result, they said, if you found uncovered liquids, you should not drink it, you throw it out. Or conversely, don't leave these liquids uncovered, otherwise it's going to be dangerous. So the question is, what if you have wine which was diluted? If it's diluted wine, is that something which a snake is going to put their venom into or not? They might put it into water, they might put it into wine, but if it's diluted wine, maybe it already has a different status. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef said, diluted wine, there's no concern of gilui. What is considered diluted? Rashi says here, two parts water, one part wine. Snakes apparently are not attracted to diluted wine. They only like the good stuff. Yain ein bo mishum nisuch. And again, like I said before, yain mevushel, there's no problem of yain nesach. You can, if an idolater touches, or anyone touches yain mevushel, there's nothing to worry about. Iboilu. So they asked the following question: yain mevushel yesh bo mishum gilui, o ein bo mishum gilui? Well, does the law of gilui apply to yain mevushel? If you left the yain mevushel out overnight, are we concerned that a snake would spit their venom into yain mevushel or only into the uncooked wines? Tashma hey Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi al yain mevushel she'ein bo mishum gilui. The yain mevushel does not fall under the prohibition of gilui. So again, you see, snakes are very particular on the wines that they drink. It can't be diluted and it can't be cooked. They only like the uncooked wines. Rabbi Yanai Bar Yishmael Chalash, Rabbi Yanai got sick. All the Gabi Rabbi Yishmael ben Zerud v'Rabbanan l'Shuli Bay. They went to Rabbi Yishmael, and the Rabbanan went to visit Rabbi Yishmael, who was sick. They were asked to ask questions. Yasvi kamiboylu. So they sat there and asked them the following shaila: Yain mevushel yesh bo mishum gilui o ein bo mishum gilui? Is there an issue of prohibition of yain of gilui by yain mevushel or not? Amrlu Rabbi Yishmael ben Zerud, hachi amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, mishum gav rabba umana Rav Chiya, yain mevushel ein bo mishum gilui. Like we said before, there's no problem of gilui by yain mevushel. If you leave it open overnight, the snake is not going to put their venom into this yain mevushel. Amrulay Nismach, they said, oh, can we rely on this shita? You said this is what they said, but can we rely on it too? Machvilahu Rabbianai Bar Yishmael. So Rabbianai motioned to them and said, and he was the one who was not feeling well. He motioned them and said, Alive al tzavara, you can rely on me, on my neck. Yes, it's not a problem. You can rely on this ruling. Continues the Gemara, Shmuel ba'Avlet havoyasvi. Shmuel and Avlet were sitting together. Avlet was not Jewish, as Rashi explains, and they were hanging out. Yain mevushel was brought before them. So they were, and generally speaking, the Gemara tends to frown upon interactions between Jews and idolaters with wine, but here you have Shmuel and Avlet hanging out with wine. Mashchei liyadei. Avlet was well-versed in halacha, and when the wine was put in front of them, he put his hand back so that he wouldn't unintentionally touched the wine and ruin it for Shmuel. Amr le Shmuel, so Shmuel said back to him, "Hari Amr yain mevushel, ein mishum yain nesach. Don't worry about it. It's yain mevushel. You can touch it all you want." And Tosas points out over here, this is the halacha that yain nesach, yain mevushel. There's no problem with yain nesach, and an idolater can touch it. It's not a problem because Shmuel and Avlet clearly were drinking this wine together. Continues the Gemara, Amseid Rabbi Chiya, Igluye Lahu Chamra Mevashla. Rabbi Chiya's servant left or found Yain Mevushel, which was left overnight exposed. Asa Lakame Rabbi Chiya, Amrlu Hari Amri Yain Mevushel, and Moshe Gilu. You have nothing to worry about because Yain Mevushel doesn't have a problem of Gilui either. There's no Yain Esach issue and no Gilui issue. So again, we have more of the same stories to reinforce the halacha. Shame de Rav Ada bar Abba igloilu chamra miziga. Rav Ada bar Abba's servant found yain mazug, diluted wine, which was uncovered. Amrle, hari amru yain mazug ein mishum gilui. Well, you have nothing to worry about. Diluted wine doesn't fall under the prohibition of gilui. We're not concerned. Amr Papa, but Rav Papa qualifies this statement and says, Lo amran ella de mazig tuva, av a mazig v'lo mazig shasi. Now, a snake will only avoid a diluted wine if it's really diluted, but if it's a little diluted, he's still going to drink it. The Gemara says, A mazig v'lo mazig mishasi. Are you sure that if it's only partially diluted, he's still going to drink? What do you mean? V'harabah bar Rav Huna, hava kazal ba'arba, v'havenaked chamra b'hadei, v'chaz yelahu chiyua t'tzari v'asi. That they were on a boat. Rabba bar Rav Huna was on a boat, and he had wine on his boat, and he saw in the water the snake was slithering towards him because he saw this wine. Amar le shame, so he said to his servant, Same ene didain, blind the eye of this snake. What do you mean blind the eye? How are you blinding him? Meaning convince him to turn away from the wine. We need it for ourselves, for our provisions. So what did he do? How did he convince the snake to turn away? Shuckle Kale Maya, he took a small little bit of water, Shadabe, and he put it into the barrel, Visar Lachore, and he moved away. The snake turned around. He said, "Oh, forget it. There's water inside. It's diluted. It's not good enough for me. I only drink the good stuff." So you see that even if it's a little bit diluted, they're going to turn around. There's no concern for venom. Achaya Masar Nafshe, Amazikla Masar Nafshe. So the answer is no. Achaya Maser nafshe, when it's raw, when it's been diluted a little, sorry, when it's not been diluted at all, the snake will be willing to give up his life for that wine. But Maziga, once it's diluted a little bit, he's not going to be Moser nefesh. And the snake was concerned that he might have to get into a battle with these two humans, so the snake didn't want to take a risk since it was somewhat diluted. But if it was totally pure and unadulterated wine, he would be ready for the battle. The Gemara says, "Are you telling me that that snake is not going to be moser nefesh to drink the wine if it's diluted?" Barhadei havi beachburi. Havu yasi v'havu kashasu chamra mezika. They were drinking diluted wine. Pashlu chamra bekuva v'tzarnuhu. Ifrunka. So they were drinking wine, Habakashasu Chamra, Mezika, diluted wine, Pashlu Chamra Bekuva. Some of the wine started spilling out of the barrel because there was a hole in it. Vitzarnu Bifrunka, they tied it up and they covered it. Vechazyalahu Chivua Maya, they saw that there was a snake there that was bringing water, Virama Bekuva, and he was throwing it into the barrel. Ad demala bekuva, until the water got filled up in the barrel, or the mixture of water and wine was now filled up in the barrel, the salik chamra ilaveh, and it caused the wine to rise up, and prunka v'shasi, and that he was drinking on top of that cloth that was used to cover the hole. The snake was drinking from it. So what do you see? He's drinking diluted wine. Amri. So they say, no, you know what it is? When the snake himself dilutes the wine, he'll drink it. But if someone else dilutes the wine, he's not going to drink it. So that's how they wanted to justify. Amr Masharshe, Pirukala Sakanta. You're trying to give answers for Sakana? We're dealing with serious issues here. This isn't what we would call a traditional halachic issue. This is a sakana issue, that whether the snake is going to put his poison into wine or not. So don't try to come up with all these different potential reconciliations where sometimes he will, sometimes the snake won't. If it's dangerous, let's just not mess around. And therefore, Amarava, Hilchasa Yain Mazo Yeshba Misham Gilui, number one, diluted wine. There is a problem of Gilui. It doesn't matter how much wine you're diluting. If there's any wine in there, we're concerned for your gilui, the yeshua mishum yainesach, and diluted wine still has a problem of yainesach. As opposed to what we said before, when you're mixing in with other food, a cooked food, that's fine, but when you're diluting the wine, that's still not going to be in other liquids with water, that's still going to be a problem. But yain mevushel, when it comes to cooked wine, ein bo mishum gilui, not only is there no problem for the snake, there's also no problem of yayin nesach.